Hi, everybody. It is March 2nd, 2019. My name is Deany, the host of the Deany Truths podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Hopefully, you guys have been enjoying your weekend, whether it be morning, afternoon, evening. It's time to get started with this. So, this is a very, very interesting day for me because it was in a semi-epiphany. Very, very semi-epiphany. And one of the reason why I say that is I have friends that are reaching out to me for things. And I'm learning as time goes on that I am getting a lot of respect as of late. Like, people actually care about sharing their issues with me. And it's something that I've been very, I wouldn't say excited, because I wouldn't be like, oh, yay, I'm going to be helping people out with their size, but I'm not like uber excited, but I did get the sense that, okay, this is the challenge now, because it's time for you now, Deany, to be respected. No, not to be respected, my son, to be responsible. And to at least show all your friends that are going to you, that are expressing their feelings about what's going on in their lives, what's happening, that you got to be responsible for it. Like, you are getting to a point now where you want to bring magic to people's lives. And now it's time for you to actually show that and show that you mean it and that you care. So that's what I am going to be doing now in the future. And I've always liked helping people, but I never really loved myself back then. I never really cared about my own self at first. And then a few weeks ago, when I pushed past the emotional pain and it all went away, and I was able to finally take control of my own head, and I finally went from being a scared little kid to now being a very confident man, I gained a lot of respect from a lot of my friends. And now they're coming to me for things. And it's a weird feeling. It's weird because I'm changing. And I said yesterday, changing the status quo is important. But the one thing I didn't talk about, and I wish I did, well, now I'm talking about this now, is the feelings as you're changing. Because I can tell you right now, the change is scary. It is. It is scary, especially as you're doing it. As you're progressing, as you're doing it, the fear of what's going to happen as you push through that door and you finally get through and you get out. That's, as you're going through that progressive journey, it does bring up negative emotions. It does. It really, really does. And I wouldn't say negative for me. I would just say weird, because I've not been like this, but I'm comfortable being uncomfortable. And I do go through, and I do get better as I go along. And so the weirdness will go away. But for everybody else out there, I do want you to try this. I do want to challenge you guys with this. Do you feel that you yourself are a leader? If you do, do you honestly really believe that? Do you honestly feel that you can lead somebody, that you can help somebody, that you can bring positive energy to them, that you can be truthful to them, that you can be honest with them, that you can say, I am saying this because I love you. Regardless, I'm not doing this to hurt your feelings. Are you going to be that somebody that commands respect, but at the same time shows love? Can you really honestly say that you can do that? And that's the questions that I'm facing for myself right now, these challenges. Do I have respect for myself? Do I have respect for my friends? Do I love my friends enough? Do I love myself enough that I can be honest and truthful and say the things that need to be said and not dilly-dally all the way? because I cannot be in fear of saying these things, because whether or not people do want to hear the truth, it is important, because that is what makes us better. The truth is a lot stronger than being comfortable in lies. And I think that was a quote that I'm going to keep with me for the rest of my life. I'm probably going to have to put that down. Let me repeat that. It's more comfortable being in the truth than it is about being comfortable in lies. The truth is a lot more important. And so, because of that, it's making it a lot easier for me. Because I'm challenging myself to be more respected, to be more loved, to be more caring. Because if I want to accomplish my dream of being able to say, I want to help people, I want to bring magic to their lives, I want to be able to go to any person that has gone through the same experiences that I have and to give them the tools that they need to go through their lives so that they will never have to need my advice again. The fact that I don't want blind followers, I do not want to be a cult leader, I don't want to try to make heavy prices to try to take people's money away from them. I would love it if people gave me donations. With all of those things, and for the company that I'm trying to build for myself, my business idea that I have, that I'm going to share with my friend Michael eventually, I had to be able to do these things. And so the challenge for all of us, and for all of you, to try this out. If you feel like that you are a leader, ask yourself, do you respect yourself enough? Do you love yourself enough? Do you feel that you can be truthful and honest when somebody comes to you for not advice, but when they come to you to express how they're feeling about what's going on with them? Can you do that? Are you not going to dilly-dally and try to tell them what they want to hear, or are you going to tell them what they need to hear? If you could say yes to all of them, then you're good. But if you can't, then we need to keep moving forward. We need to find those answers to any of those questions that we said no to. And whatever those answers are, it may take a lot longer to find them. But hey, at least we're trying. And I mean this 100% sincerely with everything that I just said today. I feel like I'm growing every single day. I feel like I'm evolving every single day. And there's people that I do care about immensely. And I am seeing that I am showing a lot more of that as I've grown over these past 2 weeks. This self-love journey that I'm still on, this isn't over. There are still some things that I need to fix about myself. Like, for example, the fact that I can let something get to me a little bit and stall me, or it comes as a roadblock. I got to be able to still be able to say, okay, I'm not going to be able to control everything in my life, but I'll just have to accept it and move and just let things go with the flow and just move it. That's an epiphany that I had, but just because I have an epiphany does not mean that I 100% am going down that path yet. I'm still learning that. And every day I just take deep breaths. That's another thing I want to challenge people to do. Whenever you're in a situation where it's an emotional thing, take deep breaths, very, very deep breaths. And just calm yourself down a little bit. And just think calmly. Just think about it logically. Just think about it rationally. And, I mean, it helps me. I don't know what it's like for other people, Because I'm a rare personality type. I'm not like the majority of people out there in the world. I can only share things from my perspective. But it seems like a lot of people that listen to this show appreciate the stuff that I say. They love the honesty. They love the truthfulness. They love all this. And they apply it to their lives. I'm inspiring people. Nina says, you inspire me every single day, Deanie. My friend Stephanie says, I'm inspired by the amount of work that you put in. The co-host from PJs and Wine, which I'm going to have one of them on as a guest tomorrow, which I'll talk more about at the end of the show, but they said, I'm inspired by the fact that you were able to open up when you really needed to. My best friends that I've had for 10 years were inspired by my weight loss journey, and they said, keep doing this. My friend Mike saying, I'm seeing a complete change in you since the last time we did a podcast from you. You've changed for the better. Like, I'm inspired by that. And he's gone out and he's tried to tell people to go follow me from Instagram. He's been like, follow this guy. There's the raw honesty that he's showing. So, final words. The major, major thing for everybody out there that's trying to change themselves. I'll keep repeating this so that you understand what I'm getting at. Do you respect yourself enough? Do you love yourself enough to be honest and truthful with the things that are going on in your life? Can you challenge yourself to really dig deep and think about these things? If you can't, then maybe I'm not the right person you need to be listening to. But if you can, if you are willing to challenge yourself and say, can you respect yourself and love yourself to be responsible enough to do the things you want to do, to be a leader, to inspire people, to do the things that you want to do to try to help other people if that's what you so want to do? And if you can answer yes to all those questions, then you're good. If you can't, you can always work on them. That's what progression's all about, is working and working and working until you finally get to where you feel that you got there. And I'm still doing it. But every day I feel more confident. I feel more happy. I feel more loving. I feel more caring. Even if it means that I have to tell somebody something that they don't want to hear, but it's something that they need to hear. Because eventually, one day down the road, they'll be saying, thank you so much for saying the hard truths that you needed to, that I needed to listen to. All right, guys, that's going to be it for me tonight, or today, or this afternoon, whenever you're listening. So tomorrow, I'm actually going to be bringing on one of my friends from the UK. Her name is Victorine. She's a co-host for the podcast PJs and Wine, which is a podcast that I produce. So her and I are going to be sitting down through the computer, and we're going to be talking. And we're going to be, it will be semi, well, it's a dual broadcast. So it's going to be uploaded here, and it's also going to be uploaded on the PJs and Wine podcast, which I'll tell everybody about once we get to the very end of that show. But until then, thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to follow me on any of my social media platforms, the links are in the description box. If you want to follow me on any of my podcasting platforms, the links are in the description box as well. My number ones, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. Those are my top three. So if you want to leave me a voice message on Anchor, do so. If you want to leave me 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, do so. If you want to listen on Spotify, that's awesome too. Do that. All right, guys, until I see you tomorrow, have a good rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. Arrivederci, everybody.